Let's now consider the hypothesis that there are long swings in exchange rates. And you can think of this as one possible theory of currency movements, which you can contrast with other approaches, such as the random walk hypothesis. Here's a history of the exchange rate, the US dollar against the German mark. So you can see there might appear to be some long swings here. So if you look at the late 1970s, the dollar is pretty consistently falling. Then there's a turning point in 1980, and there's a period of about 5 years where the dollar is rising quite strongly. And then perhaps a bubble burst in 1985, the dollar is falling pretty suddenly. And then there's a longer period of a slower fall in the dollar. Think of that as another swing. And then we have this other turning point in 1995, where after which the dollar against the German mark seems to be rising again. So in these data, it appears we see a certain amount of momentum in exchange rates, punctuated by periodic changes in the direction of that momentum. Note, of course, that this may be in conflict with an efficient markets hypothesis. If there's momentum in exchange rates, it would seem that perhaps traders can take advantage of this momentum by trading against where they know the exchange rate to be going. This has been, for a long time, a puzzle in the theory of international currencies. As you can see in that graph of data, the long swings hypothesis may be combined with the view that there is periodic regime switching. So instead of the dollar going up for a number of years, the dollar may be going down for a number of years. But of course, once you take regime switching into account, the notion of momentum is no longer so secure. If you're trading on the basis of expecting momentum, well, it could be the case that regime switching will turn the market against you. The long swings hypothesis is taken seriously, but as a hypothesis, not as an established truth. One point is simply that the long swings view seemed to hold better in the 1980s than it has held up since then. Another problem with the hypothesis is, again, if you look at this picture of the exchange rate as a whole, yes, it may be consistent with a long swings view, but it's also consistent with a lot of other processes which may be determining the movement of exchange rates. For instance, if the exchange rate is a random walk, it may also be the case that you end up with a picture which looks exactly like this. So the tests we apply to the data when it comes to the long swings hypothesis, we are at best getting a do not reject result, and that's quite different from an accept the hypothesis result. To read more on the long swings hypothesis, I would recommend these pieces here, which are available online, and see also a number of related videos contained in this course listed here.